my case is one of trying to get Oscar Lopez Rivera out of prison, which unfortunately failed. Nevertheless, he's a pretty amazing person. Puerto Rico's been a colony of the United States since 1898. He's done 31 years in prison for his commitment to the independence struggle. He also fasted in solidarity with the hunger strike here in California. I want to read a very brief thing from him. He writes, "I'm inviting every person who loves freedom and justice and believes that a better and more just world is possible to join me in solidarity with the Occupy movement. If we are indignados who believe in the power of righteous indignation, we should be supportive of the Occupy movement. This movement has been able to galvanize the people's righteous indignation and has successfully activated and mobilized a mass force that's shaken the foundation of the 1% that controls the wealth and political power at the expense of the 99% that doesn't have any wealth or any control of political power. If you want a better and more just world, then you have to dare to struggle to make sure it becomes a reality. En resistencia y lucha, Oscar López Rivera." ¡Que viva Puerto Rico libre! I also want to mention the Cuban Five, Gerardo Hernandez sent a very brief statement as well on behalf of the Cuban Five, and I'm being asked to be quick, so this is quick. On behalf of the Cuban Five, we send our solidarity on this National Occupy Day in support of prisoners. We know firsthand about the injustice inherent in the U.S. judicial system. In our case, we are serving long sentences for defending our country, Cuba, against terrorist attacks by monitoring groups whose whole existence is to carry out violent acts against Cuba. It's our hope that what you're doing today will bring attention to the plight of those behind bars and help bring about a more humane society that provides jobs, housing, education, and opportunity instead of incarceration. A big embrace to you all, Venceremos, Gerardo Hernandez.